time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
Some say it's just for breakfast. Oh, no, no, no. You know that any time is the right time to fry, microwave, or throw a heaping helping in the oven. Oh, connoisseur of sliced swine.
Cure that hunger with pure pork belly.
That's not bacon. It's bacon on bacon.
And it needs a little more bacon, yeah.
So the next time you crave a four-seam plateful of bacon brittle, a bacon-wrapped filet, bacon-covered pizza, chocolate-covered bacon, or a bucket of bacon bits, we'll tip our pork pie hat to you, Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool, a real American hero.
Mr. Bacon-Eating Fool.
You don't just eat bacon. You let it melt in your mouth like meaty candy.
Ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 13th. It's Friday the 13th, Kira.
Oh, my gosh, it is.
It is, my dear.
Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? Don't whack in front of any black cats or break in mirrors.
It's funny that 13 is a bad number.
Apparently.
Because in Judaism, it's a good number.
Oh,
that's
is it?
It's the age of your bar mitzvah, 13th. So that's a good number.
Today's Friday the freaking 13th, man.
It is. It is.
I'm not superstitious. So I'm not stressed out about
You're
it.
You're not.
Good. No, not stressed out about it. Ugh, did you turn my thing down?
Well, no, I did not turn your thing down. Yeah, what's...
I'm just a little tired, okay, Sam, but I'm really...
Really?
At the same time, I'm really ready to get my wiggles out.
Yeah. Why are you tired? Go to sleep late?
I don't know. You know, I sleep in an apartment like normal people, but
yes.
There's... just a lot of activity in the area. There's a lot of, you know,
it
there's helicopters looking for somebody that got loose.
Oh, there's, how exciting.
Yeah, there's a bunch of little bars on the street, and then just very compact. So it's close to, you could hear people coming and going, and the trash people came this morning, and it just went on for like 5 hours.
Really? Oh,
so, you know, you're trying to sleep.
What a way to get up in the morning, man.
Yeah, but you know, there's worse things in life you can complain about.
I suppose, but I don't want to. I want to complain about that.
Yeah. You know, the blowers, the yes. leaf blowers, too.
Oh, yeah. Do I know them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't, I don't know if you know, maybe it's just in LA or whatever, but there's people getting landscaping down next to you, and it goes on for hours, and it sounds like there's a beast that's
there's construction going on.
Yeah, it's really, it's so loud.
Yeah, and those blowers, I don't get them. I mean, all they do is spread the dust and the dirt around. They don't really pick it up or anything, you know?
Well, the leaves are supposed to, it's kind of supposed to consolidate the leaves, right?
Yeah, and then they can pick them up, but they don't.
Well, they don't.
No. They just create a lot of dust. That's about it.
You know, what are you going to do, Sam? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Sam?
Yeah. So I was reading yesterday that out of about 5 million births a year in the United States, 340,000 are to illegal immigrants.
I know. I saw that you posted that.
Yeah, I posted that. And what do you think about that? I mean, you know, that's, to me, that's like, you know, I mean, these kids are going to grow up. Their parents are going to have them ask for them, and they're going to become legal. So is that really a way, that's like a back door into being legal here, is just come in here illegally, have a kid, and then you'll become a citizen.
Well, I understand. I have a friend that he's a forensic social worker, and he works a lot with the Hispanic community. He's bilingual. And anyway, he talks a lot about how there is a system in place where, you know, people come here, they make sure to have a baby here. It's nothing new.
No.
Do I blame them personally for doing it? No. I can't blame somebody that wants to better their life to come here and work the system. I probably would do it, wouldn't you?
No, not if it's illegal.
No, listen, let me tell you something. Yeah. If you were in a country...
They don't care whether it's illegal or not.
I know,
they
but I'm asking you. You're in a country where you can't make any money. It sucks. It's hard. You're not getting anywhere. You want to better the life of your family. And on the other side looks like the promised land. Comparatively.
Yeah, but you can't just take what you want.
No, I'm not defending the fact that it's illegal. I'm not for illegal immigration. I don't think that's right. I think but I can't blame them personally is what I'm saying.
Right. You can see why they do it.
Yeah, I probably would be swimming the Rio Grande or jumping in someone's truck or something to get me there and then have a baby.
And what about people that want to come here legally?
It's just I think that's hard, that there's really no fair... I guess it's fair, but there's really no perfect system. I mean...
There isn't any perfect system.
Because people want to be here that are working their ass off to be here. I know people that are doing it the right way and they can't get here. And I know people that want to come here from Canada and a lot of different places that, you know, they've had to resubmit for green cards or their visas. And they're contributing members of society and they can't be here. And
that's what I mean. Exactly.
I know,
then people that break the law, they benefit from this, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I have a problem with that.
No,
you know?
I mean, I do too. I think that...
And when they have no money, who pays for all this? You know, for the hospitals, for doctors and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they write it off, and then the government pays, you know, pretty much for it. So.
Yeah, and the government is our money.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, I'm not defending that it's illegal. I'm not for illegal immigration. I was just saying, on a personal level, I can't really blame them, even though it's not right. I can't blame them. But I think at the same time, I mean, I've never lived in a society that's you know, close to third world, or that's, you know, not that Mexico's third world, is it?
Pretty much.
But it's not really. Yeah. I mean, it's very industrial too.
But you know what? I would call it third world.
Well, parts of it are. And so, you know, the people that are coming here are, I don't know, man. I don't know if everybody leaves their country to go to a better place, how's that country going to get better? Again,
no, it's not going
to
get better.
And I say that lived in a country, I haven't had to work for my rights. I haven't had to fight for anything.
And it's not like we're getting big brains in here and educated people. We're getting the farmers, you know? We're getting the peasants. And, I mean, you know, what is this?
Well, there's people that come here from over there that they do make a better life for themselves.
For themselves, of course.
Well, they make a better...
At the expense of someone else.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm not arguing it because, I agree, but I'm saying I'm talking personal levels here. Mm-hmm. There's people that I know that they came over here, they fled their country, and now they own a jewelry shop, and they're self-made, and they have a business, and they have a family, and, you know, they maybe didn't go through the legal way of doing it, but they're here now, and they're productive members of society, and they've really built up a life for themselves. And there's stories like that too. I mean, there's people that not necessarily have a jewelry shop, but they come here and they open up something, and they you know, the thing is that this is a free market, and it's like, if people are entrepreneurs or whatever, you can constantly contribute. Not everybody is coming over here and being an entrepreneur. I hear that, but I don't know, on a personal level, I mean, Sam, I just can't blame them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You can.
Yeah, I can. I mean, if you felt the money actually leaving your pocket and going to them, I think you'd feel differently.
Maybe.
But now we don't feel it because it goes through the government and through society and so forth. But, you know, I mean, these people go to hospitals. Do you think they pay their bills? I don't think so.
No, I know. You're right.
Right.
Well, then what do you think? Let me ask you then. I mean, if you were in a country that was like, there's no room to grow.
Well, that's a big if. I don't know.
I know it is a big if.
I don't know,
I mean,
what I would do.
I'm not making excuses.
All I know is that when I came here, I did everything the legal way, and I got to stay.
You came here because your parents brought you here.
No, they sent me first.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. I was living with relatives for a few years.
Oh.
Believe it or not, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, on a personal level, I don't totally blame them. I can understand wanting to get...
Yeah.
And do what you have to do. Fight.
Yeah,
to.
I hear you.
What I mean. But on a bigger level, as far as like, if we don't put systems in place to, you know, stabilize this or you know, balance this out, then yeah, I mean, it's just a sinking ship.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem, is the system we have in place isn't being implemented.
Yeah.
And then we don't have a system in place to make everybody legal and get their money, or you know, and tax them. So it's very, very broken. And so either way, it can't stay the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
I think it's a very selfish thing they're doing. That's it. You know, they're coming here, they're having a baby, knowing full well that this is going to help them get their papers. And I think it's a devious way of doing
it.
I've
heard that's going to be revoked or that's being revoked.
I don't know. But so far, a kid that's born in the United States is American. That's it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about everything, the Arizona thing and, you know, our borders?
Well, we've talked about it a lot, you know. I mean, you know me. I mean, anything that's illegal, I'm against it. And, you know, and we're being overflooded with people, and I think we need to do something about it, you know.
I was listening this morning. Lady Gaga was on an interview, and she's really outspoken about issues that really touch her heart, like Prop 8 and the Arizona law, and she's a real activist for the gay and lesbian community,
right,
and transgender, and then illegal immigration. And I mean, I think she's got a heart of gold. I mean, I see how much she really just, I think, identifies with the people that are considered on the outside circle, and she really has a heart for people that are creative and eccentrics, and I think that's beautiful. I guess what I'm saying is I see all these pop stars coming out with all this emotion, and it's very moving, but I feel like it's just grounded in nothing.
Mm.
I mean, like, get some facts, please. Like, at least, even if you're for or against something, at least have something where you're like, well, boom, 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 and something that we can have talking points about. But everything's just emotionally driven.
Yeah.
And it gets...
But generally, why should we care what Lady Gaga thinks?
Well, the thing is these are voices of influence that are getting up there, and they say something, and people are believing them because they have a huge fan base and following, and they're not necessarily even educated, I mean, to my knowledge, or they could be, but based on what they're saying, it doesn't sound like they even have the facts straight on politics, but yet they're swaying masses.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And not that I'm a politician, I'm not, and by all means, I mean, I've got a lot of learning to do too, but I don't get up here and, you know, sway everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I just wouldn't take my politics from someone who's is a singer. You know?
Well, I don't. I think everybody should do their own research and come to their conclusions. And
Yeah,
I totally agree. But I'm just saying.
Why these people get involved in this? I don't understand. I mean, it's
she's passionate about these people that it's affecting,
right,
and I respect that.
Mm.
But I don't see any of grounding for the. I'm like, Shakira got up and she was like going off about, you know, Arizona, and I'm like, do you have your facts straight?
Yeah.
Like,
do you even know what's going on?
Do you know what's going on? I mean, I mean, even if you're going to argue that you're against it, which is fine, like, let's at least be on the same playing field here and know what we're talking about. I think she just went off emotionally, like...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So weird, saying she could be deported if she was here right now, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what? You know you can't.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have a work visa, at least.
Where is she from? Canada?
No. Shakira?
You're talking about Shakira. I thought you were still talking about Lady Gaga.
We were talking about
Shakira and the Arizona law. That's
just saying, you get these celebrities that are passionate about the people, and again, I agree with that, but there's part of it that's all emotion-driven, and I'm like, well, what are the actual facts? Like, can we get off of our, you know, creative, emotional soapbox for 2 seconds? If you're going to go there, let's get, you know, involved in... the actual issue. Like, I mean, I don't know this extensively, but I mean, looking at Angelina Jolie, she's walked the walk, she's talks the talk, she's an activist, she plays the game. I mean, she gets involved, she speaks the language, and she knows what she's doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not that I totally am that invested in her efforts, but, you know, from what I can tell, it seems like she's really somebody that if she wants to talk about, you know, Doctors Without Borders or, you know, aid and relief to different countries.
Goes there,
I'm like, I'm gonna be interested in what she has to say because it sounds like it's grounded in something. It's not just another song.
Yeah.
You know?
I still don't know if they do it for themselves or they just do it for the publicity. You know, maybe I'm being too cynical.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't judge their heart, but and again, I don't fault them for wanting to speak out about what they're passionate about, but it's kind of like, come on, let's get some meat to what we're saying as well.
Yeah.
Because you play on people's emotions, like, oh, this is anti-gay, or oh, this is anti-Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? It's just so, and you can't argue anything about it because, you know.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
I think if I remember correctly, Shakira is a daughter of Lebanese parents, but she grew up in South America, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think, is it Chile or Argentina?
Not that we really care about her. But,
I love Shakira, and I love Lady Gaga. I love them both.
Do you?
My gosh, they're so fun. They're in my act, too. Shakira is, like, so fun. I mean, I love the way she sings, and Lady Gaga is just talent powerhouse.
Yeah.
I mean,
my daughter is fascinated with Lady Gaga. I don't know what that is.
Really?
She just went to a concert.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Does she love it?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah,
she's, like, totally into her.
I think she. I think the cool thing about Lady Gaga is that she seems to really know herself, and she's so young. She knows herself, and for being that famous and somewhat infamous or whatever, I mean, she just has such a grounding and knows herself, and there's something really cool about that when you hear somebody that gets up there and they're not just trying to placate to an audience. They're like, boom. I mean, she really had to swim upstream for her career.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. She was told no.
Mm, right.
I mean, talk about the kind of belief you have to believe, that you have to have such strength in knowing what you want to do and what you have to serve people.
Right.
And people just don't see it yet.
Yeah. People think there's overnight successes, but there never are.
No, they say it takes 10 years to be an overnight success.
Yeah.
But she worked hard. I mean, she, even though she, you know, grew up in New York, and people were telling her when she did musical theater, oh, you're too pop. When she was doing pop, oh, you're too musical theater. Mm-hmm. And she started writing music for people, had a lot of success with that. But being an artist, people just didn't want to really work with her.
Mm.
Because that's the thing. When you're something new and you're pioneering, you're groundbreaking, you're doing something that people haven't really necessarily seen before. Not that there's not elements of other artists that she's taken from, but,
right,
you know, what she's doing is very fresh and new. Mm-hmm. People are like, well, we don't know where to put you in a box.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, that's because I'm what you call new.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Can't put her in a box.
No, I love her.
Yeah.
I love her. I really respect her.
She's definitely different, let me tell you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So Dr. Laura apologizes for using the N-word on her show.
Did she use it?
Yeah, she used it several times. I guess she got a black caller who was complaining that she's married to a white guy, and the family is, you know, uses racist remarks with her and things like that. And Dr. Laura was trying to make a point, I guess. So what she said, she goes, black guys use it all the time. Turn on HBO, listen to black comic, and all you hear is N-N-N. You know, and she actually said the word. And so then the caller was, like, really irritated with her. And Schlesinger suggested that the caller was hypersensitive, you know. And she says, if you're that hypersensitive about color and don't have a sense of humor, don't marry out of your race. So, and then guess who chimes in? Al Sharpton, of course.
What did he say?
The asshole.
What did he say?
That is despicable, he says. She said the word over and over in a very animated way, I might add, but that she actually, if you listen carefully to the logic of what she was saying, was that the N-word was not offensive.
I'd have to hear it, actually, to kind of make some kind of opinion on it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds really divided. Like, if you're trying to, like, casually say that those kind of words shouldn't be offensive to her.
Right.
And try to minimalize and trivialize the way she feels, well, then clearly I don't agree with that. But if at the same time she's trying to, you know, make a point saying it's a commonplace word nowadays,
right,
boom, 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 boom. I mean, I don't know where she's coming from, so I can't really defend her. I'd have to hear it. But
I think it's the meaning and the intention behind the word. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you're given an example, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, you know? It just, we're too politically correct. I don't think she was saying it in a derogatory way, as some people do, you know?
Well, the way you're reading it doesn't sound like it is, but I'd have to hear it, because he said she said it animated and all this stuff. And kind of, it sounds like he's saying that she did it in a way that, if you want to go to the motive, that it sounds like her motive was off, and he was reading into that. So I'd have to hear it to see if what he's saying, if I can hear that. But based on what you're reading, I actually agree with you. It sounds like, you know what? White people just don't ever say that word, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is very much I don't think that we have the right to say it, but definitely we don't have the right to be prosecuted for it or persecuted for it.
And it's constantly, you know, apologize, you know, enough of that already. You know, people can say whatever they want. If you don't want to listen to them, don't listen, you know.
But I don't know. Man, there's kind of a weird entitlement. When people listen to something and they get offended or something, they feel a real deep sense of entitlement that you owe them an apology.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you need to, like, make them humble in the eyes of the world. And so I'm like, I don't really know if that's your job.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and the point is, we're not condoning using that word. But what I'm saying is, if you're using an illustration and you're not saying this to be condescending or put down the other person, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. you know?
Yeah.
And I think we've become too sensitive in this society, and everybody is just like, you know, it just shows you how race is such an integral part of life, you know? I mean, there's, you know, everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, that's what people notice. That's what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish they'd leave it behind already and we can just move on and not have to identify people by their skin color. You know.
Well spoken, Sam.
Well spoken, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good job with that.
So we were talking about that flight attendant the other day who beat up the passenger.
Yeah, update everybody if they weren't listening.
So apparently the company doesn't want him back because they're saying that...
I thought he quit anyway.
No, he didn't. He was...
So for everybody that's just tuning in, so there was a JetBlue flight the other day, and apparently the flight attendant...
Well, a passenger stood up and took down his bag before he was supposed to.
Uh-huh.
And the flight attendant told him to sit down, and the guy refused and started cussing him. And then the bag hit the flight attendant. I don't know if it was intentional or not. But so they started like cursing each other, and then the flight attendant just opened up the emergency chute and left the plane.
But he grabbed two beers.
Two beers.
He's like, I'm out of here. What did he say? I'm out of here. I don't want to work.
So the funny thing is the company is not focusing so much on the altercation as they are on... they're saying this, intentionally arming and deploying an evacuation slide for anything other than the express purpose of protecting the safety of our crew and customers is unacceptable. It will not and cannot be tolerated. So they're focusing more on him using the emergency shield.
Oh, get over it. Get over it.
Yeah,
we get it. You guys, we get it. JetBlue didn't do this. It's not JetBlue's fault. We get it. Nobody's mad at JetBlue. You had a dude that was about to go postal. He was done.
But you know what? I mean, you know, if that passenger sues, you know they're going to sue the airline.
For what? So. What is he going to sue him for? The guy didn't do anything. He's the one that cussed him out, and he's the one that hit him with his bag.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
He's going to sue him for what?
Still not professional to do. You don't beat up passengers, man.
He didn't. But, he's the one that hit him, and he's the one that cussed him out.
Yeah,
he doesn't have
well,
a case.
We weren't there. I don't know. But even if that's the case, you know, you just don't hit passengers. I mean, this is a professional environment, you know.
Sounds like a major a-hole that's looking for some money. So shut up. That's what
but,
he needs to do.
But the amazing thing is people think he's a hero, you know. So,
who?
A lot of people think the flight attendant was a hero. We got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. This is Sam and Kara, and you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Kara. This is Blue.
Hi,
I'm
Blue.
I'm listening to you guys talk about the flight attendant.
Yes.
I've felt that way before myself, but I would never do it like that. But just to kind of let you guys know what's going on right now, there's like some breaking news where they have a very unruly passenger on a JetBlue flight right now. And they've actually even called in the FBI.
Really?
Are you, like, right now?
Yes, right now. I swear to God. It says, JetBlue flight attendants have just subdued a passenger who went nuts on a flight from Boston to Santo Domingo. A JetBlue source tells us an unruly female passenger caused a ruckus.
Wow.
The flight attendant subdued her, and the plane was diverted to Dulles International Airport in Virginia.
Yes, Dulles.
Yeah. And it says... we're told the FBI, airport police, and TSA are on scene waiting for the plane to land.
Oh,
are you
God.
Kidding?
I swear it's breaking news right now.
That's nuts, man.
Can you imagine
there's
sitting in a plane like that?
The passenger.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What happens? One flight attendant goes a little AWOL. He grabbed a couple of beers. He says, peace, I'm going to retire early. Boom. He inflates the little slide, goes down, and now everybody thinks they can go crazy? What?
Well, maybe because JetBlue got so much crap about, well, what about the passenger? What are you going to do with the passenger? now it's a payback for that. I don't know.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, this passenger, he's the one that went a little crazy on the flight attendant. The flight attendant was just holding on by a thread. He took his beers and left. I mean, what do you think about this? I can't believe he took those beers. He's like, that's just
he needed the beers.
That's called a hard day's work. You're like, I need a beer. But I mean, what do you think about this passenger? I mean, do you think he has any right to get disgruntled and sue the guy or sue the airline?
No. I mean, the passenger apparently hit him on the head and then said, F you, something you.
Yeah, motherfucker,
F you.
Yeah.
And, you know, first of all, hitting him on the head was bad enough, but to then insult him and say F off or something like that. Uh-huh. I mean, if somebody hit me on the head and then in the same token is like telling me F you, first of all, I'm sure that if he had not said, please sit down, he would have been in trouble and he could have been reprimanded and probably written up,
right.
I'm assuming.
Right.
So he was only doing his job.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him, but I mean, it was kind of bad what he did about the slide, because, those things are very powerful, like they said. And if somebody had been on the ground, he actually could have killed somebody.
Right, right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, who knows, but obviously he did something wrong, so we'll see.
That's really freaking funny,
I have
though.
A video here of one of the passengers telling the story, so maybe we'll play in a few minutes.
Oh, but, I want to hear.
Yeah. Blue, thanks so much for chiming in.
What
have
a
you
pretty
been?
Name. How do you spell it?
B-L-U-E.
Yeah, B-L-U-E.
Oh, straight up like the color.
Yeah, she's an avid listener. She's listened for a long time.
Yeah, I love you guys. Yeah. You guys are hysterical.
Thank you. Well,
thank
your
you
name
so much.
Is gorgeous.
Thank you so much, Blue.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, all the best to you. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
She's that's sweet. Blue. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Blue, because that was very pertinent to what we were doing.
Yeah, let's see if we can get the video of the passenger here. They're probably going to play us a commercial here first, so I'll skip that for a moment. And let's see what the passenger says. It's a JetBlue passenger telling all, I guess.
I never saw or heard any passenger cursing at the flight attendant, as the papers have reported and other sources. All I know is that the flight attendant in question did have stern words for a passenger that stood up while we were taxiing to the gate and told them to sit down, as any flight attendant should have or would have on another flight if it had happened, and also told them to shut the overhead bin, that the plane wasn't at the gate yet, and also had stern words for a passenger before the flight about trying to shove an oversized bag into the overhead bin.
Anything out of the ordinary?
If you look back at it, you can say that maybe he was a little more brusque or gruff than a normal flight attendant might have been in the initial situation. But, as a separate incident, no, you don't think that at all. He's doing his job. But when you put the pieces together and all of that, then, maybe he was a little condescending or whatever. But for the most part, I've been on tons of flights where passengers try and put bags that are too big, and you have to be told that no, it won't go, or sit down, or whatever. So I didn't think about anything at the time that it was any big deal, to be honest with you, until he started cursing on the intercom.
Tell us about that. What did you witness?
He was cursing at the intercom.
Had actually touched the ground in New York.
Well, the first part, when we touched the ground and the plane came to the stop, the passenger stood up, and then the announcement came, please sit down, we're on an active runway. The person didn't sit down. Please sit down, close the overhead bin. We're not allowed to move the plane until it is an active runway. There are planes trying to land, trying to take off. And then he had to come and shut the bin.
That set him off?
I don't know. I was about 10 rows back. And again, I did not see the passenger. I heard all of it very clearly, but I didn't see it.
This guy didn't see very much, so I don't know why they're even interviewing him.
Yeah, he just sounds like he's not giving us any drama.
Yeah.
It's not helping our cause here. I was waiting for like a little soap opera action to go down, a little UFC. I didn't hear any of that. Done. That's freaking funny, though. So JetBlue's having a crisis right now with a passenger that's gone a little crazy. What do you think? I've heard people talk about how...
Hold on. Oh. We got another call.
Oh, okay.
Let's see who that is. Good morning, Sam and Karen. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Miss Elise?
Yes, it is.
Hey, girlfriend. How you doing?
Hi, Elise. How you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Elise was on the show once, and I don't remember you very well.
Yeah,
but
you do. She's got longer red hair, very pretty.
Okay, so that's Elise, right?
Yeah.
You've
comic.
Just brought so many friends here, I can't even remember them all.
Yeah, well, Lisa's
funny. I made such an impression on you.
Yeah, you see. Well, I did fantasize about you a couple of times after you were here, but now I forgot about you, so.
He's got an attention span of a gnat, so don't worry.
Okay, so I don't know what you guys are doing today. Who's your guest?
You're our guest right now. We were having call-ins, and we're just hanging out today.
Yeah. So what's up,
fun.
Yeah.
So have you been talking about sex all day?
Not today, but we've been talking about a JetBlue airline passenger that went crazy recently. Yeah, it's very funny.
And passengers getting beat up on the plane.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Yeah.
Oh, we all fantasize about that.
Yeah, I suppose.
She lives in South Bay.
Yeah.
Alisa, she lives down there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Right, Alisa?
You know, so I'm at a house that I'm cleaning right now. And, but it's downtown, and I'm on the 24th floor, and I have the most beautiful view. I'm looking for your radio tower.
Yeah. Isn't it cool? Yeah, the station used to be on the 36th floor downtown, and it's a great, great view. You know, I mean, even the helicopters fly lower than you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool. Is this a really nice place, Elise?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Have you ever tried on any of the clothes? Have you tried on any of the clothes?
Sorry?
Have you ever tried on any of the clothes?
No. No, but I was going to say, you know how I do fantasize. I don't have, I get along with all my customers. Because if I don't like them, I don't have to work for them.
Right.
You know, I make my own hours. But there's this lesbian couple, and I think I told you this last time, they left their vibrator out. Well, they did it again, okay?
Really?
And this thing, it is a monstrosity.
Are you serious?
Not an ordinary vibrator, right? So this is my fantasy, is that I take it out of the bedroom and carry it into the office where they usually are and say, should you put this in the dishwasher?
What do you, yeah.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do with this thing?
I really want to say something.
It's a huge ass vibrator. Well,
it is so big.
Is it the kind that does it go inside?
It plugs into the wall. No, I can't imagine.
It's one of those big things. Yeah, it looks like a microphone
something,
right?
It's got to be for external use.
Right.
Oh, okay. So it's not something that you penetrate?
Yeah, it's those massagers, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
I guess if you have a big old pussy.
There you go. You need to cover every area.
So if it's just a vibrator area, why do you need like a big, like Sam's Warehouse industrial size?
Well, because it gives you a lot of pleasure.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Yeah,
it's for two people, I guess. It's industrial grade.
No, it just said
gets a lot of use. I don't know.
It vibrates really hard.
I wonder if they really have to have a service.
Yeah, why don't you try it on for size? That'd be spooky, though.
I think that's not an item that you share.
Well, through the pants.
Silverware. wine glasses, but. I really am curious.
Yeah.
I saw it in a store, I might buy one.
Can you take a photo? Can you take a secret picture of it?
Yeah, with your phone.
Yeah, I mean, if it. Obviously, it leaves them so satisfied that they forget that it exists afterwards.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just a household item for them, you know?
Yeah, after really good sex, you just totally forget it. Just leave it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So,
what a turn on, man.
I don't want to keep you guys, and I have to get back to work, but I just wanted to plug the show that Kara's also in. She's performing.
Thank you, Doll.
Oh, you're going to be on the show too, Elise?
Yeah, she's hosting
it. Do you have listeners in the South Bay?
What?
Do you have listeners in the South Bay?
Hold on. We got them all over.
South Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. All over. Represent.
So the show, there's a great lineup tonight.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, Kara Kimber's in it. I'm hosting. Really fun comics. Jared Harris is headlining.
Mm-hmm.
He's hilarious. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. Very, very funny.
Very
edgy
funny
Southern comic. And some other comics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the thing is, it's a fundraiser for Rover Rescue.
Uh-huh.
And they get dogs off of death row and find foster homes for them until they can be adopted. It's a really wonderful organization. It's only $10.
Mm-hmm.
The show starts at 8:30, but if you get there late, it's really okay.
Right.
It's at Club 705 in Hermosa Beach on Pier.
Hermosa is pretty cool.
Yeah,
on the pier?
Yeah.
It's on the pier? Wow.
It's on Pier, Pier Avenue. And there's parking. There's a parking garage, so you don't have to. There's a little bit of construction going on down there, so you don't have to fool with complicated street parking. It has its own parking garage, which is free.
Yeah.
So it's a very cheap night. They have very inexpensive drinks, and it's kind of a swanky, loungy type bar.
Mm-hmm.
And a very chill crowd.
Yeah.
I want to come out dressed up like a dog.
You do, huh?
Are you going to?
I'm trying to work it out because you know me. I have to have some damn contraption. But there's this really cool rap song called Teaching Me How to Dougie. And I learned the dance to it. And I want to change it to Teach Me How to Dougie. And like... It's really a hot song.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so fun. All right. Well, I look forward to that.
That's where my 3-year-old brain goes.
Wonderful, Elise. Wonderful. You guys need to do it closer to here, though.
It doesn't matter. Sam still won't come. He'll have like a million reasons why.
That's not true. I like going to places when I can, you know. But I mean, you guys do it on Friday nights. But soon, I'll be able to go out Friday nights too.
Soon. Good.
Yeah. I'm hoping anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Is it?
It means I probably won't be able to make it tonight, but I'll be with you in mind and heart and soul. So, but you guys,
in the shower.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
When you remember what I look like.
Yeah.
You'll have.
Well, I'm gonna look on Facebook to remember it again. Yeah. Rub one out with a vibrator at the same time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's such a dirty old man.
Can you view that?
Yeah. You might hurt yourself. I don't know. I think you'd get electrocuted.
Yeah, don't do that. I wouldn't get electrocuted.
Oh, you mean in the shower? Yeah, but like, I wouldn't do it in the shower.
It's like putting your dick in a toaster. Yeah. Dangerous.
Okay, Elise. Well, you go back to the cleaning. And do you ever clean like in a French maid outfit if somebody wants you to?
Yeah, you know, no.
There you go. That's my girl.
But
straight answer.
I wonder if that Kara, you know Kara Wood.
Yeah, Kara I would do it for fun.
Kara practically dresses like that every day.
Whatever.
So, listeners, come to the show. Even if Sam won't be there, Kara will. She's probably gonna dress like a dog. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, you guys definitely want to see Kara in action. For sure.
All right. It really is going to be a fantastic show, and it is such a fun room. I love going there.
Is Jerry performing in that club?
Yeah.
Is Jerry Rocha performing? I saw him on the lineup.
No, you know what? He double booked John Lovitz.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, I was going to plug him in.
But that's okay. I found a good replacement.
Awesome.
So it's going to be fun. Come to the show.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Okay, girl. We'll see you later tonight. Have
Elise.
Fun working out.
All right. Thank you so much.
Sure. Take care, Elise. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that's Kara's friend, Elise.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's a very funny girl.
Yeah, I remember her. I remember her redhead and everything. I just confuse all the names. You know, we had Tanya here.
Yeah.
We had, so many. Carissa was here.
Yeah,
right?
Sarah, Claire.
Well, Sarah and Claire, I remember, but
funny stuff, man.
Funny stuff. Funny
so what
stuff.
Do you think about me dressing as a dog? I got a dog costume and put some whiskers on.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to make a fool out of yourself.
No, I'm a comedian, Sam.
But it's not
funny.
You know,
I don't go into your job and tell you how to wire
shit. I'm not telling you.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying. Here's the thing,
just
people.
Suggesting.
No, here's the thing. You don't have the guts or the balls or the entertainment skills that I have, and I know what it can be.
Right.
And you take a risk every time you get on stage because you see something that could be funny and you don't know if it's going to
right.
be.
Right.
And you take a risk and
do
you
think it's going to be funny if you wear a dog outfit?
If it's played out right, yeah, it could be hysterical.
But you have to have sort of a routine, right, for it.
Sam,
a bit
I'm a professional. I know how to do this. Okay,
okay, so tell me, what would you talk about if you were a dog?
You just need to go get you $10 and 2-drink minimum. Come down and see.
Okay, but what would you do? What would be funny
if you were... It's just like talking to somebody that's not creative, and I'm creative, and going, you know what?
Really? I'm not creative.
Well, it's not that you're not creative, but it's an art, different artist. It's a different art.
So?
And so
but I'm the one you're supposed to entertain. I'm the audience.
Well, you need to come down, and you need to look at it, and then make a judgment. And that's
but I did not make a judgment. I just asked you if you can make it funny.
You're like, it sounds stupid. You're going to make a fool out of yourself. If people listen to you, people like you, they wouldn't do anything in life because they'd be too afraid.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, you're full of compliments this morning. I appreciate that.
Well,
I'm going to cut you down the size. You better be
listen,
careful.
The amount of compliments that I give you, I should be able to get my digs in.
You don't give me any compliments.
I do too.
You don't, very rarely.
I do. I even complimented you to my friends the other day.
You did?
I said that, you know, you're very thoughtful of people and that you really care about people. Every guest that comes in here, you remember names.
Yeah.
Well, you don't remember what they look like. But no, just people that are
forget about that. How about sexy and attractive and all that?
I look
you
at
never
you
tell
more
me
of
that.
A, you look. I look. You look more.
I know,
a father.
Like a brother, right?
More
I'm
of a
brother.
Father figure.
Oh, more a father. Oh, okay.
You get a fatherly vibe.
Yeah, well, you get your digs. You get your
digs. Is that
digs.
Mean? That I
fine.
Think it'd be more fatherly?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't really think that, like...
Why? You said you've dated 50-year-olds, and you didn't look at them as fathers.
Okay, well, let me clarify something. One of the guys... I've dated two guys that were about 20 years older than me, which isn't 50. Uh-huh. It's under 50, but whatever. And they both look very youthful for their age.
I see. Okay.
And not
so I don't. Okay.
No. It's not that you
no,
don't.
No, I got it. I got it. Don't backpedal now. I get it. Fuck it.
No, it's not just looks. It's like one guy. He actually looks like an old man. He's not an old man. But
it's okay. Wait until one day I tell you what I think of you, and we'll see.
Whatever. You already tell me what you think of me. You think I'm judgmental. You think of a lot of stuff. You don't hold back either.
I didn't say you're judgmental. You said that
in the past. You're like, you're judgmental.
Really?
Yeah. It's recorded. You can probably dig it up. Find it. No. Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever.
Anyway,
so
my point.
I'm a father figure. Okay, I'll accept that.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
Really?
Very bad.
No, it's not. Whatever. You're married and there's enough half.
I'm glad it's not grandfather figure for crying out loud.
I don't have a grandfatherly vibe with you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You don't have a fatherly vibe either. Shut up.
I do. Why is that bad?
Okay, never mind.
I think it's a compliment.
It's not a compliment at all.
Look, you're not an unattractive dude.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm just not young. That's what you're saying.
No,
I'm not
it's
young
a certain
enough.
Chemistry that I need in that area that we don't have, which
right.
is fine because we work together and you're
exactly.
married.
Exactly. We're not supposed to
but
do anything anyway.
But what I do have with you is more of a fatherly vibe, but not because you look any older or ugly or anything like that. It's just that's the vibe.
I see. That's
it's more
the vibe.
The vibe.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't accept that, but I'll have to live with it.
Well, I'm trying to make a point that, you know, look, you know, it's not a looks thing. It's not that you're unattractive. Or
okay, I understand that. Besides, I don't need you to tell me I'm attractive. I know.
But then why are you pushing me?
I'm not pushing you. I'm just asking. Okay, I don't try to judge you either. You have to understand that.
Yeah, right.
I don't. I just tell you look stupid in the dog outfit. I just
Sam,
think costumes
listen,
are stupid.
You're right.
Adults.
Well, you know, you're not the kind of same kind of person I am. You,
okay,
you're
so
not
I'm not your audience, so you shouldn't have to worry.
No, because if you came, you'd laugh your ass off. I know.
Really?
Oh my gosh, you'd be dying.
Yeah,
I know
laugh
you.
At you.
It doesn't matter. You could be having a fun. You'd be getting your money's worth. Is all. And come on, you know my kind of dog costume. You think it's gonna look frumpy or sexy? It's gonna be a hot dog costume.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cute.
Make sure to leave a hole in the back for your tail.
Grow up. Dark. Funny.
Grow up. I thought I was just a father to you. No, grow up.
We're like an immature father. The kind of
an immature father.
Like the kind of father that like I showed up on my birthday drunk. You're that kind of father.
Oh, man.
Although you don't drink.
So what are the plans for the weekend? So you're going to do the show tonight.
Well, here's some things. I've got to send a shout out. I have really great friends, Carolyn and Etienne. Carolyn was on our show. Remember the South African, Carolyn.
Uh-huh, of course.
Touch my vagina. Anyway, Carolyn is amazing, and her birthday is tonight.
Oh,
and
really? Happy birthday, Carolyn.
Happy birthday, yeah. Carolyn. And I think she's amazing and awesome. I wish her wonderful birthday wishes. I have the show, so I'm going to try to make it later on that night.
Oh, you're going to go over there?
I'm going to try to, yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I just don't know how late the show's going to go.
Yeah. It's actually not too far from there.
Well, Hermosa to Laguna Niguel?
Yeah, it is pretty far.
Still, a drive. But I would do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't ever want to miss out on anything this woman's doing.
Yeah.
You know, if she's doing something, it's big and fun and crazy and just full of love and light.
Yeah.
I mean, she does not do anything halfway.
Yeah, no, she seems like a lot of fun. It's
yeah, for those of you guys that never caught the show, you can go to our search menu on LA Talk Radio and look up Carolyn, and her name will probably pop up in Sam and Karen in the Morning, hysterical.
Right.
Full of love, full of light.
Full of love, full of light.
She is so amazing.
Yeah.
And so I would love
and
to
And it probably
there.
Won't take you that long. I mean, look, it takes 2 hours from here or less than that to get to Laguna Niguel, and if you're going to be in the South Bay already, 30 minutes at most it would take you.
Yeah.
You know, especially at night and stuff. So, yeah, you'll be able to do it. Are you going to spend the night at her house?
Oh,
then?
Yeah. She's so sweet. She's already like, we got a bed made for you guys.
Yeah, because you don't want to drive home.
She's like, we can go to the beach tomorrow. Let's go to the beach. Let's go eat some ants. She's She's so fun.
Yeah. That's a cool area to bring. They must have brought a lot of money with them from South Africa.
I don't know. I never got there.
A lot of people there are very rich. Very rich.
Well, she's a very rich woman because of who she is. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, if you say so.
Well, look, I'm pretty rich, too.
Yes, you are.
And if you're just going off, if you're just, like, all money aside here, people, let's keep a row. But, you know, just going off of personality and fun factor and love factor.
You're very rich in that.
Come on now.
You're also rich in time. You still got many years ahead of you.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah. Yeah. So, but every day is good. Every day is a blessing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Even well, one day you'll break through and you'll be rich with money.
Yeah, too. But I mean, here's what I think sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I totally welcome that in my life. But I also think, you know, I don't really meet. I mean, the people that I do know that have money or whatever, or randomly you meet people, and you never know somebody till you know them. But I've never really looked at their life and gone, man, they've got a much. I want that life.
Mm.
You know, because it's like even just the day to day things.
Right.
And there are some people that, you know, they really do enjoy what they have, and they are grateful and humble still. And there's a lot of people that are just dissatisfied. They have so much, and they're still dissatisfied.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, if you're happy with your lot in life, you know, then you're doing a lot better than people with money.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's like a blessing to be able to be grateful for everything you have.
No, absolutely.
I mean, I just, you know, Sarah always says it. She's like, you know what, Kara, if you said, hey, I'm going to the city dump, you want to come? She'd be like, yeah. She said, because we have fun together.
Yeah.
Anything, it doesn't matter. I mean, how much of a blessing is that?
Yeah, no, it is.
Like last night, simple pleasures in life. Dr. Peppers, I call him a DP.
Uh-huh.
I went on a run, and then I wanted to get an ice cold DP. They're 42 cents at the Gelson's, where they just bumped it to 55. And you just go, you get your DP, and then you sit there, and you read these magazines.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Sarah, you ready to go get a DP?
Yeah.
Just ran.
So that's your idea of fun, and you actually
it's
enjoy
it. It's just little things. I'm like, hey, Sarah, let's go get a DP.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It's fun.
DP. You know what that is? It's double penetration.
Oh,
you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
DP's a Dr. Pepper, punk. Don't bring your nasty little self
book.
In here. That was a DP's a Dr. Pepper.
Nasty self? No, that's in porn. DP, everybody knows that.
I didn't know that. I didn't, wish I didn't. Now every time I say DP,
yeah,
I'm going to have to feel bad
go.
About
double
it. I'm
still double penetration.
Say, whatever, I'm still going to say DP.
Yeah. Can you imagine being penetrated?
I don't want to talk. No. Like, I don't even want to. No.
You don't want to go there?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because it's like
is
forcing.
It nasty?
It's forcing me to kind of play in a world that I don't like and that I have to talk to you about. I'm like, you know, I don't like talking about. I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
It's not that we can't have discussions about stuff, but when you're asking me personally, like, what do you think about this move? I don't want to talk about that.
It's not personal. There's nothing personal
about it. You're asking me, can you imagine what it's like, fill in the blanks? And I'm like, I don't want to go there.
Okay. Don't go there.
What, can you imagine what it's like?
Yeah.
For yourself?
I would not like it at all.
There you go. Thank you very much. We're on the same page.
You can't live in denial. I mean,
denial
these things
of what?
Happen.
I don't have anything
these
coming at me.
These things happen.
Well, good. Let it happen to whoever wants it to happen to.
Okay. I didn't say it has to happen to you. Did I say that you should do it?
No. You're like, can you imagine? I don't want.
Yeah, can you
imagine? Hey, guess what? I don't want to imagine it.
You don't want to imagine.
No.
Then that's what you can say. You don't have to attack me about this.
I didn't attack you. I just shut it
you
down.
You are attacking me.
What?
All right, Kira, we are out of time, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody, it is Friday the 13th. Maybe that's why she's on my case today. But we're going to have a great weekend. All of you, have a great weekend.
Come see the show tonight, Hermosa Beach, on the Hermosa Pier Avenue. Look it up, 705.
Don't miss Kira. It's
I'm
a must-see.
I'm going to be in a dog suit.
All right. Yeah, just look for a big dog.
All
right. Okay, everyone. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.